Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
You've probably seen the headlines. Panera hit with another lawsuit about their charged lemonade. The first lawsuit involved a 21-year-old University of Pennsylvania student, Sarah Katz. She's 21, was 21, died of cardiac arrest after drinking charged lemonade from Panera. That's what the lawsuit says. Now, at 5, she was diagnosed with something called congenital long QT syndrome type 1. She knew that she could never have caffeine. She didn't consume coffee. But at that point, you could just go self-serve and get the lemonade next to the Coke or the Pepsi or whatever they're serving. Since that lawsuit, they did put out warnings and they put it behind the counter at Panera. So when you order it, someone has to get it for you. Well, there's another lawsuit, this time a 46-year-old at the Panera, part of the Sip Club, like one of their frequent customers, and he was there on a lunch break. He consumed 3 glasses. He's walking back to work and drops dead of a heart attack. Now, he is diagnosed as having a chromosomal disorder, so don't know exactly what that means, if he has Down syndrome or something that would not make him fully aware of what he was consuming. But the issue is we're surrounded by these energy drinks. How dangerous are they? We thought that we'd get somebody who knows about it, a cardiologist. Dr. Raja Mutharasan is with us, the medical director of Northwestern Medicine's Bloom Cardiovascular Institute at Palos Hospital. How dangerous are all of these energy drinks, doctor?
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me on the show. So I think that the main thing is, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's people have to know what's in the drink when they're consuming it and knowing what's a safe amount. For example, this charged lemonade that's been in the news has actually less caffeine than a lot of large coffee cups that you might get it at a local store like a Starbucks or an Einstein Brothers or something like that. So I think the issue isn't so much how much you're consuming. It is that issue, but it's also, do you know what you're actually drinking? So for most people, a cup or two of coffee a day poses actually no health dangers at all. But if you're predisposed to a heart condition or you're predisposed to having fast heartbeats, extra heartbeats, arrhythmias, then it can be dangerous.
Absolutely. And I know people who drink a whole pot of coffee every morning. If I drink more than 2 cups, I get shaky or jittery. I can't really describe it, not physically, but I feel like it on the inside. And usually most people would feel that if they were overstimulated by caffeine, and that would give you some indication to stop, wouldn't it?
Yep, that's right. The same thing happens to me, and I really sympathize with people drinking things not knowing that there's caffeine in it. I love sparkling water, and one of my brands had a caffeinated version of it, and I didn't know I was drinking it. And I drank 3 or 4, and I didn't know that I could sleep. I couldn't understand why I wasn't sleeping at night. So definitely, your body will give you some signals of feeling agitated or jittery. You might even notice 1 or 2 extra heartbeats, and those are definitely signals, well, gee, maybe I've had a little bit too much caffeine.
So the Panera menu now states the same drink contains 237 milligrams of caffeine. Prior to the first lawsuit, it said it contained 390 milligrams, but you said that's about a big cup of coffee.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of the big brands, a big cup of coffee actually have the amount of caffeine that exceeds that. And it's the one thing that a lot of people don't know, I didn't know it myself, and I love coffee, is the lighter roasts actually typically have more caffeine than the darker roasts. You would think the darker is heavier, but the lighter roasts are higher in caffeine.
I would have never guessed that. Thank you for sharing that, because I always drink the lighter roast thinking that I'm doing myself a favor.
Yeah, so actually that darker roast, if you enjoy the flavor, that's going to be less caffeine for you. And I kind of went the other way, I'll be honest. I went back to the blonde roast or the lighter roast because I wanted a little bit more of a caffeine boost in the morning.
Dr. Raja Mutharasan is with us, the medical director of Northwestern Medicine Bloom Cardiovascular Institute at Palos Hospital. We're talking about the lawsuits that Panera is facing based on their charged lemonade. And they have said what you've said. It's no more than what you would find in a cup of coffee. Let's talk about when you consume caffeine like that, coffee, an energy drink, a charged lemonade, and you're on a a medicine. Maybe you're taking an over-the-counter medicine, something for your sinuses or a cold. Does that interact negatively?
Yeah, so certain things over-the-counter, things particularly that contain dextromethorphan, they can interact negatively because they're both stimulants. So you really want to be careful if you're combining stimulants or even if you're combining stimulants and depressants like alcohol. Those things together can really cause someone to have extra heartbeats, skipped heartbeats, various different heart rhythm disturbances. And I think one message I'd really want to get out to your listeners, Lisa, is if you notice any extra heartbeats, skipped heartbeats, a fish flopping, your chest pounding, bring it to the attention of your physician, because we have so many ways of testing, figuring out whether you have a heart rhythm disturbance that needs more medical attention. These tests are very simple. They can be done in the office, outside of the office, and that's something really to key into if you feel some of these rhythm disturbances, to please bring it to medical attention.
And what about all the canned energy drinks that people do mix with vodka, or they have one or two every morning to get their day started? Is there danger in that?
I think there can be, especially in excess, because these energy drinks have substances in them, not just caffeine, but other substances that can act as stimulants, things that are not as heavily understood or studied or regulated. And when you start combining various different substances, just like you alluded to, different medications or chemicals in the system, then they can have effects that affect different people in different ways, because we're all different.
And Dr. Well, we've got you on the phone and you're a cardiologist. The holiday is always a difficult time because it seems like people overindulge. And does that lead? I mean, we hear people have a heart attack the day after New Year's or the day after Christmas. What is the connection to that?
Yeah, I think that's a really fantastic question. And I think some of it, honestly, is how much we're eating or drinking. Absolutely, that's part of it. But I think also a lot of people find the holidays very stressful. I think it's a lot of extra effort that has to go into preparing the house, hosting guests. And that stress, we know, can precipitate heart issues. And I think it's a combination of all of those things together that really can drive issues around the holidays. And the other thing is heavy, wet snow. Recently, we haven't had any, thank goodness. I'm hoping for another light winter. But that's another thing that can sometimes get people into trouble around the wintertime.
Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you answering our questions.
Thank you so much, Lisa. I appreciate the time.
Dr. Raja Mutharasan, he's the medical director of Northwestern Medicine Bloom Cardiovascular Institute at the Palos Hospital.